Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Friday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Of course, you can check me out, listen to me on Drive later today from 4 p.m. alongside Darren. Oh, my toenails come off. Can you go and get me my lunch, Ben? Pathetic. Anyway, we'll begin with, of course, Premier League action, where Erik ten Hag's mighty Man United annoyingly drew with Spurs. How did that happen? Anyway, here's the reaction on TalkSport.
United might feel its 2 points dropped as they hunt for a place in the Champions League, but it was certainly an entertaining encounter at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Brian Mason's first game in charge of Tottenham finishes Tottenham Hotspur 2, Manchester United 2.
When Eriksen left the game, maybe you lost a little bit of control that you had in midfield. I mean, I thought he was sensational in the first half.
He played very well, but also I think in the period after halftime, you could see we lost the control. We conceded a goal, and then we thought we bring with Fred a player in who can win balls in the midfield. We bring a player in with Martial who can hold up a ball, but it didn't work out as we expected. It's not about them two players, because I think the whole team was poor.
Let's not forget, Hugh, before he made the substitutions, we'd already spoken about from the moment the referee blew the whistle for the second half, Spurs were the better side. So they had lost control in midfield. Well,
that's my point. Tottenham had started getting on top in the game.
Yeah, so that's why he made the substitution. I get the substitution of Fred for Eriksen, because he needed a bit more power, a bit more solidity, a bit more defence-minded in that. But I'm with you on the rest of them, especially Wan-Bissaka coming off. We spoke about how well he was defending. I didn't get that one. I can only justify that if he's got an injury. If he hasn't got an injury, I don't get it. But in terms of the Fred one, they'd already lost control of the tempo of the game. Okay. So that's what he was trying to do.
On to Spurs interim gaffer, Ryan Mason. Wait, Goldstein, I think you'll find that was Stellini, wasn't it? Oh, yeah, I suppose it was. That means Mason is the interim to the interim manager.
Huh?
I'll just play the audio.
I enjoyed the second half, yeah, to see a team that were fighting for each other. I think our fans felt that as well, especially off the back of being 2-0 down at half-time. To perform how we did in the second half is very pleasing. We created so many chances. We made some mistakes, but at the same time, we played with so much passion and we were together. So I thought we fully deserved the draw at the end, at least.
What we've seen when he's come in today, compared to what we've seen under Stellini, totally different. It took a bit of while for the wheels to get going, right?
Yeah.
Took a little bit of ring rust, but I mean, they could have won that. They could have lost it, but they could have won it. He's done himself no harm.
I don't think he's ready to be the Spurs manager.
No, but I tell you what, how valuable is he in and around that football club right now?
On now to the fallout from Sean Dyche's Everton and their clash with Eddie Howe's Newcastle.
Everton in deep, deep trouble at the bottom end of the Premier League. They are running out of time. They need performances quickly. For Newcastle, it's a matter of when, not if, they make it into the top four. They've come here and taken all 3 points. They've beaten Everton by 4-1.
Unfortunately, it's a story that we've seen recently where playing very well, particularly first half, as you said, started the second half well. We conceded a really poor goal. And then our reaction to that's not good enough. You know, we've got to be stronger, keep doing the basics, keep believing in the basics. And just the details. The details hurt you at both ends of the pitch, and that's what is hurting us. We create good moments, we get into key areas. We don't find the final moment in their final third. And they look freer than us because they're flying, they're rolling, of course. And then our defending third, too many moments get away from us. You know, the key moments, so we don't smell it. We don't smell trouble quick enough.
Everton in deep, deep trouble.
We're in trouble. But bottom line is the players aren't good enough. The team that we've got isn't. It's not a Premiership team. I wouldn't back us against any other side in the Premiership. I'm driving home now after watching that. It was as bad as I've seen it. It was terrible.
If you get relegated, there is a number of clubs that we're looking to try and take. Calvert-Lewin.
Yeah.
Pickford.
Yeah.
McNeil. Tarkowski. Keane. Godfrey.
Banana.
Onana. Decore. Honestly, I think you're underestimating this team.
I mean, what does Maupay even offer? What is Dice even watching the same game as us fans? He brings nothing to us at all, and he just consistently brings on Maupay. And we don't get it.
The only noise coming from 3,000 travelling Newcastle fans who've seen their side score four goals as they look to lock up a place in the top four.
The second half was really, really good. First half was a bit transitional, a bit bitty for my liking, but you know, the lads did really well. It was always going to be a really tough game here tonight with the atmosphere and conditions and everything. Took that in really well and scored a good goal, but the second half was a standout for me.
One more Premier League clash for you, where Gazza O'Neill's Bournemouth beat Southampton. Managed, of course, by Peter Sellers. Oh, sorry, my mistake, it should be Ruben Sellers. Might as well be Peter Sellers.
We are staying up, seeing the travelling Cherries fans. They just might be Southampton, who had a late Shea Adams goal ruled out for offside. They are now 6 points adrift of safety with just five games to play. They are going down. Southampton 0, Bournemouth 1.
The season is still over. We are going to still going and trying to prepare every game, to trying to win every game and trying to be competitive against any opponent. It's becoming more difficult and more difficult with the time and the games, especially because we are not getting points, only 1 point in the last five games, especially after the international break. And it's all on us. I think we still can put some performances together. We still can go there and we will be fighting until the very end.
The last team to be relegated from the Premier League on 36 points were Newcastle 6 years ago, normally 34. Is enough for safety. If you beat Leeds at the weekend, that's job done, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure what it will take. I can see 36 finishing in the bottom three, so yeah, there's no celebration going on in there. We've got a game coming on Sunday, so yeah, lads are making sure we reset. We've got five left, and I'm sure if we win all five, we'll be fine.
Now, after Arsenal essentially handed City the title after they capitulated at the Etihad, it's only right we hear from some Gunner supporters. We'll get the take of Talk TV host Piers Morgan. But first, here's Greg, the Arsenal fan. Call him rock and roll superstar Noel Gallagher or Wally. There's no need for that.
Arsenal may be leading the Premier League race, but they can feel the hot breath of Manchester City on their necks. Here's Haaland inside the area and scores. The ball broke to him inside the box and he caps a fantastic Manchester City display.
I mean, City just blew us away, but honestly, I have to put it down to Arteta, the way he set them up. He didn't learn anything from the previous three games. I mean, Zinchenko's gone way off it. Partey is just, I don't know what's happened to him. Saka's not turned up. We've been humbled a little bit. Maybe we got a little bit carried away, but I'll tell you what a classless bunch Man City really are.
Why?
Just, you listen to them, they're so smug. Like, do you forget where they came from?
They didn't even want to play the game in the first 20 minutes. They did nothing. And my lot, I've got to say, they just stamped on them. We've seen the governors tonight, and we've seen a load of kids who are pretenders, and that's it.
I mean, Noel Gallagher, what a wally. But don't look back in anger,
I heard you say. We choked a two-goal lead against Liverpool. We choked a two-goal lead against West Ham. We struggled to even draw with Southampton. And now we've been absolutely destroyed by Manchester City. And that's four in four games. So I'm afraid there is no easy way to say this, but we have bottled it. And I do think it comes down to mentality. We've got the ability. We've got the talent. We've got the players. We've got the youthful zest and energy. We've got all those things. I don't think that City, man for man, before they walked out yesterday, think, well, every single player is way better than Arsenal's. I don't think anybody thought that. Otherwise, why would we be 5 points clear in the league?
Now, ahead of his rematch with Liam Smith, or Smudger, as I like to call him, on June the 17th, Chris Eubank Jr. joined Wyatt and Jordan to look ahead to the fight. Now, during the interview, Simon took Chris to task over his claims of fighting world-class opponents. Pin back your luggles, gang. This is a fantastic Barney.
Simon is fairly outspoken when it comes to boxing, fairly outspoken about everything. And Simon, you described Chris Eubank Jr. as a charlatan after his defeat to Liam Smith.
I describe him as a charlatan because we get to listen to Chris talking about world title fights and the level that he's at, and we don't actually get to see them many times. And every time Chris steps up to that level, he gets beat by it, as he has done by George Groves and Billy Joe Saunders. But what I also saw and what I also see, and I see it slightly differently now, is that he is remarkably one of the best showmen and best sellers in this country, because someone that's achieved not quite as much as I think his boxing ability should have achieved is a remarkable showman.
Is that fair comment, Chris? Is that fair comment?
You know, anyone who's going to say that, you know, some of the fighters that I've fought and beat, you know, weren't world level, or, you know, I've only stepped up twice and I've lost twice, or, you know, before the Smith fight, I don't think they really understand what it takes to get into the ring with these elite level athletes.
Well, such as who, Chris? Such as Hugh? Who have you stepped into? You can say, well, James DeGale, a vanquished and finished James DeGale. Who are we talking about that we're saying that you've beaten to suggest that I'm wrong in that assumption?
Many fighters on my resume that have been world-class fighters that I've beaten.
But just give me an example, Chris. It's not obviously I don't know what it takes to do what you do, because I could never have the courage to do what you do, and that's fair enough, and I understand that. But I'm just questioning what you're saying by saying, well, give me an example of a fighter that I've not recognised on your record to say, well, actually, I'm wrong with my observation. He is a world level fighter that should be winning world titles.
James Miguel wasn't a world level fighter.
Not when you fought him, no.
Why do you say that?
Because he was finished and vanquished. What you fought was a carcass of James DeGale.
Well, you know, you say that, but other people would say that, you know, I made him look like that because of my ability in the ring.
Possibly. I think a lot of people that I've spoken to in and around the boxing fraternity suggest that maybe that's not the case. But I'm not here to split hairs with you. I think that this will be a great fight now. I was surprised at the outcome. I had Liam Smith to beat you, but I didn't have him to beat you in the manner that he did. After the fight, I didn't think there was any real merit, because you'd said, the Kentucky Fried Chicken eating fella that only needed to train for 60%, that this guy was going to be easily dealt with, and if you lost, you wouldn't fight again. And I saw no benefit. But now I look at it again. I look at the fact that you had to go through two camps and got weight drains and all the challenges that you have. So now we might have the real Chris Eubank here now. I can see the merit of this fight now.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we finish with Hawksby and Jacobs. They have a podcast, don't you know, called... I didn't say what the Hawksby and Jacobs podcast would be called. That's weird. Anyway, here's Charlie Baker suggesting to Paul Hawksby that we should sell a Simon Jordan doll in the TalkSport shop.
You've embraced the idea of, in the TalkSport club shop, selling these little dolls of the presenters.
Yeah.
Pull the string on the back, what do they say? We inadvertently came up with the Simon Jordan one.
The pocket
beautifully
Simon
turned
Jordan.
Out.
Lovely,
and
yeah.
it smells of like an expensive Tom Ford.
Yeah.
It's like it's almost like having potpourri in your bathroom. You could leave it there. It'd be beautiful.
Like an air freshener.
It's like, what are they, like a
you
scented candle. You see, I plug in Simon Jordan that smells of like 300 quid bottle of aftershave. It'd be beautiful, wouldn't it? Just have it there. Oh, that smells nice. Your house smells nice.
I bought this new plug-in Simon Jordan.
Pull the string on the back, it has a go at Jim.
The Andy Jacobs doll.
Yeah.
On a Monday afternoon after Chelsea have lost, you pull the string. What's the point?
What's the point? Yeah, you wouldn't like that.
What's the point?
The Alan Brazil alarm clock would just shout, morning! Repeatedly till you wake up. That would be great, wouldn't it?
That'd be good.
Imagine you sort of just go, morning! Morning! You'd get up, wouldn't you?
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your Poddingtons from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show from 4 p.m. with Darren Bent. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first in the morning. Do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. Above all, be safe, everyone. Be as safe as you can.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.